My name is Roger Medwell, and I'm Chairman and CEO of Empire Space here in Foxhall. I'm an Essex boy, so I came up from Essex in 1960 to join Courtauld. There were 15,000 people working in Foxhall for Courtauld in those days. I came as an apprentice draftsman, but then wound up doing every job here over the years until I came into this job, which was I took over in 1978 as general manager on this site. This department, which was the Bakelite Moulding Department, which when I joined, we made all the mouldings for the operations worldwide. Whatever they wanted making in a moulding, we made. And of course, when those machines started closing and newer materials came into being, so I had to find something else to do. So we had to look for things for our machines. We made toilet seats and we made fan heater housings. And we gradually found a way into defence. We produce all the helmets for the British Army. There's not one helmet on any soldier that doesn't come from this factory. So we're very proud to do that. And I made the first samples myself in 1979. And we do a lot of the soft armour as well here. We do all the conversion of all the Cougars that come into the UK. We've done over 600 of those vehicles. We upgrade Land Rovers, Mercedes, G-Wagons and so on. And, you know, I honestly believe I couldn't have done it anywhere else but in Coventry, because you've still got, despite all the car industry closing, there's all the people who used to supply that industry, and some of them are much smaller than they were, but they're all still there, and that engineering legacy is still here in Coventry. I've said many times it would have been impossible to do anywhere else in the country. This great technological side of Courtauld was created here in Coventry. When we saw its demise coming, you know, nobody could quite believe what was going on, and an American investor wanted to buy us. I had really 24 hours to decide what was going to cause, because we could not take the name Courtauld. I went home that night really wrestling with the problem. And I wanted to go back to being National Plastics. My wife said, you can't go back to being National. You've got to go forward. And so I spoke around and we said, what about NP Aerospace? And Pat said, I reckon that would do. The following day, the deal was going to be done, so I was going to have to put the notice up. I got, you know, a local graphic artist said, he came in the evening by about 6 o'clock with about 20 different logos. You wouldn't believe the number of ways you can put NP Aerospace on a bit of paper. The only people up in the office, they were the cleaners. So I got the two cleaners in, and I said, which one do you fancy? Well, I knew which one I fancied, and the two cleaners both chose this particular one. I said, yeah, it's exactly the one I fancy, and that's the true story. Yeah. I'm 68 this month, so I'm planning to go on down 3 days for a couple of years. You know, I'll always be coming in here. I mean, it's part of my life, you know. Yeah, it's an important place.